get ready for some idiots talking about shit. Here is Justin, Tony, Destin, Andy. It's Back Talk.
What is up, everybody? How is it going? Look, we are back, kind of. We're short one. So that means I'm actually having to fucking talk this week. So, Dustin, thank you wherever you are. You're an asshole for making me do this because I got to spend time with this asshole. So, asshole Andy, how are you doing this week?
Oh, I'm good. But yeah, I don't know what kind of episode we're going to have this week. It could be awfully boring because, well, I think you've already said more words in this episode than you did last week, which, by the way, just went out today.
And what I'm getting ready to say right now is the rest is what I'm going to say. That's it. No more after this.
Oh, nice.
All you from now on, all show.
Shit. All the gods
are they're watching.
I need to launch that other podcast I've been thinking about doing. Make it this episode. Anyway, that's up to everybody out there, I suppose. Cheers. Dustin, enjoy your week off if you're all right, buddy. We love you and we miss you. Sorry you're not here, because this is the week we should be discussing what needs to go forward with the NFL, but we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
Tony, you didn't tell everybody what your week was. See, now I have to ask you, and then you have to ask me. This is weird when it's just two people.
I know. Okay. So, what'd we do? We went bowling Saturday.
Bowling?
Yeah, so.
I haven't bowled in forever.
Went to Paoli. They have skating, bowling, axe throwing, laser tag, bumper cars, arcade. So.
No shit.
It's a bowling, so wasn't too bad. It was packed.
They got an arcade?
Yeah.
Like a good one?
No. I mean, like your normal ones, you know, like your Mr. Gaddy's or something like that. So, something, just a little stuff. Yeah, so that's what we did. We went to eat at Legends down in Paoli. We've never been there, so we figured we'd go. Nice sports memorabilia all over around the walls. So, seen some signatures. You know, that's about it. Didn't do too much this weekend, so.
So, how was the bowling? Did you bowl well?
Yeah. House balls, you know, it's not that bad. I mean, I think I had maybe a high of 140 something. But, you know, I'm also, like, the shoes were about to bust off of my feet because they were so old, it looked like, and everybody's around you. So, you know, there's bowling etiquette. You know, some people know, like me, I know bowling etiquette because, you know, I used to do this back in the day.
Mm-hmm,
you know, if you're person next to you, let them go first, you know, or if they're on number, however, you know. People there, nope, it's go, and I'm just like, so I just let him go. So, you know, kind of threw me out of a rhythm a little bit. I need to get a ball. That's my other issue. I need to get my own ball.
So you were half perfect. You weren't even quite half perfect.
No.
So you're less than half perfect. That's not good.
Yeah.
But that if I was that kind of person, I would probably, I don't know what I would do.
I know. Maybe I should turn next time. Maybe I should just go and just put the bumpers up. And just see what I get with that way, just throwing it, you know, bouncing it back and forth down the lane.
That'd be interesting to try. You could do that, especially in the ones that don't have the inflatable bumpers. They just have the retractable bumpers, because you can push them in and out.
Yeah, well, they usually come up when you set it for the player.
Mm.
It'll ask when you put in their name if they want bumpers or not. So.
Oh. See, it used to be they used to have just the retractable ones, right? I don't know if you remember them or have seen them. I know we had them in Jersey. So, like, you would just pull on it and it would come out.
Yeah.
And then you could push it back. So, yeah. That would be interesting to see, like, you know, play, put your name in twice, see which one does better. But don't even try on the bumpers, right? Like, just roll it purposely into the bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, have you ever played with the bumpers and got a gutter ball?
Oh, yeah.
That sucks, doesn't it?
That is the worst thing in the world, yes.
Like, how in the world are you going to play with bumpers and get a gutter ball? Like, ah, shit. Anyway, well, good. Glad you had fun this weekend. Or week, I suppose. You went during the week?
No, we went Saturday, so work just during, nothing else, you know, the normal boring crap.
Okay. I didn't do anything, so there you go. Good week.
Sweet, I did more than you. Fuck yes.
Yeah, I really didn't do much of anything this week. Apparently, I also didn't put up last week's episode, so that just went up today. So when I say I didn't do anything, I really didn't do anything. We had our normal Supreme Saturday night. That was pretty much it. What did we do? I got caked in the face Saturday.
How is there no video of this?
I'm sure there is somewhere. But I got caked in the face. That did happen.
Like a small piece or like a round cake, big cake?
No, it was a piece of cake.
Okay.
But it was Steven's birthday. So I brought him a cake. And I tried to give Lucy a piece of cake.
Oh boy.
And if you can't tell because my glasses are pretty cleaned up, but I could not see. So, that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And that fucking Andrew chases around the whole arena all night long. We're interrupting matches. Like, he's chasing us all in the door, out the door. Like, I'm tired of running. I'll tell you that. Anyway, he chased us so much that he is banned from the arena this week.
Mm.
On Saturday. He's banned from the arena Saturday because they do not want him interfering with the Greg Anthony match that Steven is involved in.
Good.
So, I agree with that because let fucking Steven have his match. Damn.
Yeah.
I don't want to run all over the fucking world again and then be tired. And then what is he going to do? Interfere in the match? No. So he's banned. He's not allowed to be there. So.
All right. Well, that's good. Hopefully everything goes good and Lucy doesn't, you know, cause any trouble.
She won't be there either. Mm. Nobody will be there. It's just one-on-one Greg Anthony and Steven. That's his name. Anyway, so last week, hopefully people watched that episode or listened to that episode before they listened to this one. We were talking about baseball a little bit and changing the names of teams, right? Changing the names of baseball teams to breakfast foods. That's still out there. Still message us and let us know after you watch that episode, you know, change some fucking teams. Names and let us know. We'll talk about that next week. Probably the same day that this one gets posted. But there was some interesting news in baseball this week regarding the Cincinnati Blueberries. Isn't that what you named them?
No, Cincy Long Johns.
Long Johns. Who's the Blueberries?
That was Chicago.
Oh. Okay. Well. All right, fine. The Long Johns. The Cincinnati Long Johns. There was some news about Cincinnati Long Johns. And we didn't get to naming Toronto yet.
No.
What should... They should be like the tarts. Canadian bacon.
True.
There should be the Canadian bacon. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So the Toronto Canadian bacon, because signed a player that used to play for the Cincinnati Long Johns. People are going to listen to this and say, what the fuck are they talking about? So we have to do this all baseball season, by the way. We are no longer referring to teams as their regular names. So the Toronto Canadian Bacon signed a player that used to play for the Cincinnati Long Johns. Because the Cincinnati Long Johns didn't want to bring him back because they said they didn't have playing time for him. And who's that player, Tony?
Well, I'm sure if you have, you know, X or Instagram or anything, I'm sure you've seen him with his posts that he's been doing, Mr. Joey Votto, with his all kinds of posts. You know, he's been lonely. So now he's finally signed to his hometown team. So, I mean, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Yeah, he is going to Toronto, which sucks. Could be his last year, but at least it is his home team. So maybe if he does it, you know, he'll at least finish out there.
That's got to be the worst kept secret in all of baseball, right? That he was going to go there.
Yeah.
I mean, so, okay, we thought he was going to go there. And then there was a chance, well, maybe he's holding out to see if Cincinnati's going to sign him. Cincinnati wasn't going to sign him. So he signed with Toronto.
Yep, minor league deal. So we'll see.
Because Cincinnati didn't have playing time for him. What happened 2 days after he signed in with the Toronto Canadian Bacon?
Marte got an 80-game suspension for PEDs, so.
Yeah, steroid user.
Yeah.
So, somebody could have filled in those 80 games. Do you think the MLB held out on that, on releasing that until after Joey Votto signed somewhere else?
Or is this part of the script, you know? Votto goes home, you know, in the story. So, and then right, all this, you know, drama happens in Cincinnati. So,
well, and Cincinnati doesn't make a play on him, thinking they got somebody, right?
Yeah.
So if they found out before that, then they may, maybe they make a play on keeping him.
Hold on, I gotta look. I know this is gonna happen. I gotta look and find it. Hold on.
He's now researching on the Google.
Yeah. No. Because I thought I remember seeing it.
The Google machine. You guys can Google Toronto Canadian Bacon. You're not going to find it yet. I guarantee it. But we're going to make it a thing, including Cincinnati Long Johns and Philadelphia Scrapple.
Or was it last year? I could have swore Toronto came to Cincy. It might have been last year.
So they don't come. They don't come to Cincinnati this year.
No, it looks like they don't play in Cincy this year. Because I was waiting, you know, I'd be like, oh, the setup, you know, Votto comes back to Cincy with Toronto and hits 4 home runs, which wouldn't be surprising. So. But yes, Marte is suspended, but really, like, it doesn't matter. I mean, it sucks, but we've got 20 infielders that we signed, so anybody can play anywhere, it seems like, now.
Right, but you had so Cincinnati was set up pretty well this year to make a run at something. Now you lose a guy for 80 games. One of your other young, good infielders is now out with surgery. And how long is Indy out for, do you know?
I have no clue. I have not read. But that's fine. So you got McClain or Harrison that can take over for Indy at second. McClain's coming back from injury. So you got him or Harrison that can play second. Dela Cruz is going to play short or third. Crap, I can't think of the guy's name. It begins with a C that we signed this year. He's going to play third now because of Marte. And then you have Strand that's going to play first.
But it's not what you thought you were going to have going into the season.
No, but then you still got Spencer Steer out in the outfield that can come in and play any of the infield positions.
But is he that good?
Spencer Steer?
Yeah.
He's getting there, yes. So.
Yeah. We'll wait to see. I mean, we're only a couple of weeks away from opening day here. And
we're only 2 weeks away.
I was talking to another Cincinnati Reds fan over the weekend. And the common theme that I always say, I say it every baseball season, and they are agreeing with me right now about Cincinnati, is you can't win it in April, but you can lose it. So does this, we're going to have to wait and see if this puts Cincinnati in a hole in April.
No, not, it's not a good place, but it's not a, you know, a terrible place. So it's going to be a little iffy, but it all depends on the pitching too, because you have Nick Lodolo or Lodo not coming back till middle of April now. So they were talking about that. Who's going to be your fifth starter for the first couple series? So we'll see how that goes. I was surprised by the opening day starter they announced. Montrose from the Yankee guy.
Mm-hmm.
He got the nod over Hunter Green. Pretty surprising there. But.
Yeah. Yeah, Hunter Green's a good one. I like him. But
he's a good number two. He doesn't seem like a number one. He's a good number two.
The Phillies have a lot of fours, I feel. Just, I don't feel comfortable still with this Phillies pitching staff. They did nothing to address it in the offseason. It was kind of their downfall in the playoffs. It was kind of their downfall throughout the season, honestly, unless they went out and scored 11 runs a game, which they did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, decent bullpen, but just starting-wise, it's almost like they've taken this thought process now of, hey, we get 4 or 5 innings out of our starter, we're good. I don't like the new way pitchers are used. Like 7 innings is the most they're going to go.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
What's the point of a starter?
Yep.
Just have guys that can throw 3 innings every day. Have the same guy start every day, have him throw 3 innings. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
What does he need rest for? He didn't throw 120 pitches like they used to. Like, come on. Who needs rest? You throw 100 pitches in freaking, like, your off day.
Yeah.
In your bullpen session, they're throwing 70 to 80 pitches. Like, just go out, throw 3 innings every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Somebody ought to try that. See what happens. You might. But so here's a good question. If they were to do that, because I believe the stat line on to get a win is 5 innings.
Usually, yes.
For a starter, 5.5 innings, I believe it is.
I believe it's 5.5.
So otherwise, then it's the first reliever that has a lead. We get the win.
No, that'd be a no decision there because.
Well, you still have to. If your team wins, you would still get a win. You'd have a winning pitcher. Your starter, if they only went 3 innings, would get a no decision.
Yeah.
But you still have to have a winning pitcher. It has to be a pitcher of record.
I guess it'd be somebody in the middle, depending on when the score was and who was up and who won.
Because if they changed that rule and just had it, you know, 3 innings, and you ran a guy out there every fucking day and ran him 3 innings, you might see a guy with, like, 30 wins, 40 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Shatter some fucking records. Like, and you know what?
30 wins, I pinched 100 innings, so, yeah.
Like, think about this, too. You could get all them wins, and you're only throwing 3 innings, right? So you're through the lineup one time, maybe 1.5 if you're having a decent day, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what your ERA at the end of the year could be?
Yeah, it could be damn near nothing.
Yeah. God damn, I fixed pitching in the MLB. There you go. That's what they need to do. Just run a pitcher out every 3 days or for three innings every day. Give them the fourth day off. You go out there because you. I mean, what a complete game would be 9 innings. So run out there 3 days in a row.
Yep.
Why not? Or every other fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
You could start, you know, instead of 182 games, you start in 90 with a whatever, fuck ever the half is. I had 90 starts this year. 50 wins. Like, why not?
That would break every record in the world.
That would be fantastic. MLB would shit a brick. They would shit a fucking brick. I mean, what the fuck? Guy throws 90 starts. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
They would fucking have a cow. Could you see that shit? Be like, we're not stopping until you put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Anyway, I wanted to touch on your Reds because I think it's definitely not what you expected going into the season. So now you have to wait and see how that plays out for you. And Joey Votto could have played 80 games.
Yeah, definitely not. Now India is out, so that's going to be great. So.
Yep. Oh, so anyway, the NFL opened free agency. And it started off pretty fucking hot. This is where I'm missing Dustin today. Because as I speak to you right now, I am a grown ass man without a football team. Kirk Cousins has signed with the Atlanta Falcons. 4 years. I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't have a clue. I don't have faith in the Atlanta Falcons. Nor do I necessarily really want to cheer for the Atlanta Falcons.
I mean, that just don't sound right, I guess. Well, he is 35. I was wondering how old he was.
Cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
35. Because I was wondering about the 4 years, because I'm like, Minnesota don't want to give him nothing, and Atlanta goes and gives him 4 years.
Listen, I don't think the Achilles is going to bother him. He's a pocket quarterback. He's not a mobile quarterback, so, like, he's going to drop back and he's going to pass. The Achilles injury is not going to hinder his comeback at all, I don't believe. He was never a mobile quarterback, so what the, I mean, unless it's to the point where it's painful that he can't move at all, which I doubt it, because people are blowing Achilles now and they're coming back like nothing happened. So, I don't know. 4 years, though. He's going to end his career with the Atlanta Falcons. Motherfucker. What do I do?
He's at least attempting to end his career in Atlanta. You know, it could be somewhere else eventually after one or two seasons at Atlanta. So
let's talk about that. Does that signing make the Atlanta Falcons the favorites for the NFC South?
No.
I mean, that's the worst division. It's the worst division in football.
That is true. Who's he throwing to?
Fuck if I know.
Exactly.
But he definitely makes him better.
I mean, he does. Yes, he solved the quarterback situation. So I will give you that. But I mean. It's like, who are you throwing to?
I don't know. You got your phone there. What's the roster for Atlanta here?
I'm not looking at that. I'm trying to look at everybody else that's left and signed other places today.
Oh, well, Saquon Barkley is an Eagle.
Yep, Josh Jacobs is the Packer.
Russell Wilson, where did he go? He went somewhere.
Went to Pittsburgh for 1 year.
Pittsburgh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
So the thought, at St. Patty, so
the thought now is Fields is either going to go to Seattle or Minnesota.
I don't know. I mean, Minnesota might not be bad for him.
Well, it depends. Is JJ staying? JJ's going to roll.
Yeah, because he is a free agent, so.
But I'm a man without a football team right now, and I don't know what to do. I need advice. I need advice. Do I cheer on the Falcons because they're the favorites to win the NFC South now? I mean, I really had no ties to Minnesota other than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I'm not going back after 30-some years of being a Redskin fan and them changing their fucking name. I don't even have a song to sing now. Like, I don't want to do that.
So, update on, they gave him 4 years, $180
million. Wow.
$100 million guaranteed.
Hmm. So,
okay. Here's the, looking here's at the potential offensive playmakers for Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Aguilar, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. I mean,
Pitts is hasn't really proven himself yet.
Neither is London. London's had a couple good games. Cause I had London last year on my fantasy.
Yeah, a
couple good games, but other than that.
But what did they have? What did they have at the quarterback position?
Exactly. They really didn't have too many people that could throw to him, so.
And let's take a look at the NFC South last year. Tampa Bay won the division with 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta was 3rd in the division with 7 wins. Cousins easily picks up those 2 wins.
You know?
So I go back to my question. With Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Atlanta, and Carolina, the addition of Kirk Cousins. Now, I mean, there are some weapons there, and they may produce with Cousins under center. Does Atlanta now become the favorites to win the AFC or the NFC South? And do they do it by more than 10 wins?
I don't know if they do 10 or more.
Because, generally speaking, 10 wins is on the high end of the NFC South year in and year out.
That is very true. That would be definitely high end for them.
Worst division in football. You've now got a, what I would consider, top 5 quarterback. Does that make the difference? I mean, he easily has MVP numbers every year.
Yeah, true. He does. I mean, it all depends on his weapons, I guess, you know, because you don't have a Jefferson you're throwing to anymore, so can the Drake London, you know, turn around and be the star that they drafted him to be, or...
He didn't have Jefferson when he first went there. And he put up exact numbers to Matt Ryan, who won the MVP.
Who did he have there? He had Diggs?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be an interesting season. I know that for him, at least.
And does Russell Wilson pull the Pittsburgh Steelers up?
No.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. And Russell Wilson is done. He hasn't proven anything in the last 3 seasons.
But they will have a winning season.
Why you say that?
Because it's Mike Tomlin, and he always has winning seasons for some reason. no matter what.
Well,
he magically pulls it out.
Did they have a winning season last year?
I think so. I think they were 9-8.
Let me. Yeah, it's actually 10-7.
Oh, see.
One more win than Cincinnati.
See, they magically do it somehow. And look what they had last year. They had freaking Pickett and Rudolph. And maybe Trubisky was in there a little bit.
So does that piss you off at all? That your Cincinnati Bengals were last, dead last in the AFC North with a record of 9-8. Yeah. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won their division and made the playoffs with a record of 9-8.
No, it should, but no, it doesn't. So, it's because of the whole Burrow situation. But
again, takes me back to the worst division in football. I think that the addition of Cousins puts the Atlanta Falcons in the driver's seat to win the NFC South.
I mean, it seems like the whole NFL just needs realigned anyway. Because, I mean, you got Dallas in the East, but they're in the middle of the U.S. So it's kind of like everybody just needs to be realigned.
It's always been that way, though.
It's just weird.
Huh?
Just weird how it is like that, you know, and
then you got to tell college football they're fucked up.
Then you got Indy in the South, but, you know, they're above everybody else that they play below them. So college football, we won't even talk about that because that is just all screwed up already.
Big Ten with, like, what, 14 teams? I don't fucking know how many teams they got now.
Give it 2 or 3 years, you're going to have the Big One, the Big Two. That's it. That's going to be the conference. Big One, Big Two.
Yeah.
Everybody plays.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. It's football free agency is taking off. Baseball's getting ready to start. It's like one of those season, or it's that time of year right now where, you know, you get a lot of news and a lot of excitement built around shit, but you got nothing to watch.
Yeah. Got all kinds of crap. You got a new coach in New England this year, and now you're gonna have a new quarterback since they got rid of Mac Jones.
Yep. Yeah, he's gone.
So he's sitting in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence,
yeah.
Which that might be a good battle for number one quarterback down there. Between those two, that might be a battle.
Well, or he got a trade bait. He got trade bait for the draft.
Well, true.
Some of these teams are still in the need of a quarterback going into the draft. I mean, there's talks. I've heard Fields to Minnesota is a possibility, but I've also heard Minnesota could move up in the draft to draft a quarterback. But then do you take with that quarterback that you take, do you start him? Is there a quarterback coming out of the draft right now that they can play?
I don't know. The kid out of LSU they talk about possibly. But, I mean, Caleb Williams, I don't want to talk about him, but LSU, he might be able to start her. Drake May out of Carolina, he could be your starter. So.
You don't think Penix can come in and start?
Yeah, he probably could, yeah. But, I mean, just like Minnesota. So, you released Dobbs, your backup that, you know, you had all last year, your quarterback last year. You let him go, knowing what he can do. You couldn't just, you know, say, hey, stick around another year. Let us draft a quarterback. You know, you kind of mold him a little bit.
Dobbs did not do enough last year.
I mean, he did more than, you know, some of the others, at least.
He did not do enough. he was not your answer. Not if you're trying to stay competitive. Not if you're trying to stay competitive.
I don't even know who's trying to stay competitive anymore these days.
Philadelphia. I mean, Adam Barkley is really bolstering up. I mean, they kind of did running back by committee. Now they got Barkley in there, so and a mobile quarterback and Jalen Hurts.
I don't know. I don't understand why he didn't go to Texas, to the Texans. Him and Stroud, man, young powerhouse boy.
Do you know why he didn't? I know why he didn't. You know what college he went to?
Penn State.
Who did everybody in Philly root for? Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
It's like hometown.
Yeah.
That's why he went there. Doesn't make me any happier. I hate the Eagles. And my wife loves Saquon Barkley. So now she's like, I'm going to root for the Eagles. Like, fuck you are. She goes, I'm on the Eagles trade. I said, no, you're fucking living on the curb.
Like, 3 years, so she at least get a jersey. So,
fuck that. There will never, ever be a fucking Eagles jersey in my house. Never. I mean, I may not have allegiance to Washington anymore, but I do not like the Eagles.
If anybody hell, maybe likes the Eagles jersey, let me know, and I can try to help make that happen.
Don't you fucking... We're going to rename the Eagles breakfast foods, too. Change their colors. Jeez. Not happening. Hey, have you seen, have you kept up with what's going on with the WrestleMania build?
A little bit, yes. I've seen bits and pieces here and there, so.
So, they're making it the Cody, Rock, and Roman show for 2 nights?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. So, night one, there's going to be a tag team match.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins and Cody versus The Rock and Roman.
Yeah.
With a stipulation.
What's the stipulation? I didn't hear it.
So if Cody and Rollins win night one, The Rock is promised there's no interference. The bloodline will not be anywhere near the ring for Cody and Roman. He gets Roman one-on-one.
Okay.
If they lose, The Rock says, it's on. So
what you're going to say is that they're going to win the tag match, and then the bloodline's not going to be around the ring, but, you know, magically The Rock shows up, and...
He's going to cost Roman the belt.
So.
I've been saying this the whole damn time. Roman is going to cost, or The Rock is going to cost Roman the belt.
Well, that, and they also, I seen some guy talking about they gave it away the other night on SmackDown. When The Rock said, I'm your boss, this is your last shot. If you don't end your story here, you never get another title shot ever again.
Yeah.
That's basically saying it's going to happen because we cannot give you a title shot ever again. So
I don't know. He did it in AEW.
True.
He said, if I don't win this belt, I will never challenge for the title again. In a company he fucking ran.
Yeah.
And he never challenged for the belt again. So he's done it before.
I don't know.
But I really think Rock is going to cost Roman the belt.
Yeah. I think so too.
So, we'll I don't know how excited I am for WrestleMania. I just
hopefully.
So we go to 2 nights. We go to 2 nights of WrestleMania, which I hate to begin with. Absolutely hate it, and it's too fucking long. Right? It used to be a 3 hour show, 4 hour tops, one night. Mm-hmm. Now they want to run 4+ hours, 2 nights. Mm-hmm. Because God forbid you don't use somebody on WrestleMania. Where WrestleMania was supposed to be the showcase of the superstars, right?
Yep.
So the best of the best get their chance to wrestle on WrestleMania. Now we have two nights, so we can use everybody. But then you give basically the main event to the same people both nights.
Very much so, yeah.
So why? I don't know. Do you like the two nights?
No. I mean, because like you said, yeah, they do all the... Don't they still do like the... kind of like the Rumble match in there too for the Andre the Giant.
Yeah, and that's during the pre-show.
Okay, so
with the pre-show, I think with the pre-show both nights, it is a 7-hour event each day.
Jeez, so what time does it start? Because it usually starts at 8. So with pre-show, it starts at 7.
So does WrestleMania start at 7? No, race WrestleMania. I swear. People can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I swear the pre-show, like the last couple of years, started at like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Well, I guess I'm gonna look and see what time it starts.
They really expect people to be into it for that long, and it's like they can't hold an audience for 3 hours on Monday nights. What are you gonna? How are you gonna hold people for 14 hours over 2 days? I don't understand it. I will tell you, our shows, our Supreme shows, and we have an intermission to give people breaks, run two and a half hours. Sometimes they'll run a little long. But the nights that guys are sticking to their times and we're like in and out and give you a good 2-hour show, people go home happier.
Starts at 8.
The pre-show.
Well, it just says WrestleMania 40, which streams live on Peacock April 6th and 7th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Well, that's the actual WrestleMania starts at 8.
But that would be pre-show would probably be like...
No. Yeah, pre-show is going to be at like 5, 6 o'clock. You wait.
But I'm surprised they're even starting at 8. I figured they would start earlier since it's WrestleMania and they want to run it for 5 hours.
I don't know. It annoys the fuck out of me that they run so long. It just does. I don't want to sit there for 2 days. And so for me, I can't watch Saturday on Saturday. I got my own damn show.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't watch any WWE pay-per-view when it's live now. Although they move some of them to Sundays. Haven't they?
No, not really.
No, they moved them to Saturdays. They moved them to Saturdays. They were Sundays.
Yeah.
So, I don't ever watch them live because I'm at my own show. So now, if I want to watch two nights of WrestleMania and be caught up before Monday Night Raw, which is the biggest Monday Night Raw of the year, I got to sit there all day Sunday watching WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Just not interested. There will be matches I don't watch. I will fast forward through shit. Because it's just too much.
I mean, if they start today, it'd be good for me because that Sunday we're going to a Reds game. So hopefully I should be home in time by it starts. We'll see.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Reds and Mets. Yay.
Dustin, what do you think about that? You're being Tony today? Okay.
Trying to be me? What the hell?
What else you got today, Tony?
Not a lot. It's starting to get warmer here and there, so that's nice.
It is. Speaking of it getting warmer, thank God it is. Because I just, my vehicle just started an issue. And I don't know what the fuck it is. So it starts overheating. And like to the point where like, it's like, fucking stop your car. Or you're going to blow the fuck up. Well, yes, I've checked it for fluid. I've added fluid, like everything. Come to find out, it's doing it when I run the heater. Hmm. Yeah.
Wonder if the thermostat's getting stuck open.
It's the first thing that I read online. What was that? I don't know. I don't know. So thank God it's getting warmer, because then I could drive my car without running the heater. Like, it's just stupid.
Mm-hmm. That is weird. That when you run the heater, it does it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So last week, the heater started blowing cold. Which I'm like, well, this sucks. But it would blow hot when I was moving. But if I'm just sitting, it's blowing cold. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Maybe a fan issue?
Maybe.
If we have any mechanics listening, listen to what's going on with my car and let me know. but so that started. Well, and then it just... Saturday, we're driving home. And we stopped at Wendy's to get something to eat after the show. And we're... Of course, they pull you up in the drive-thru because, God forbid, you order ahead on the app and they have your shit ready. Never fucking happens. Yeah. Well, on top of that, they go, oh, we're going to have to pull you up. We're going to make your burgers fresh. I ordered the fuck ahead. Okay, and so, Tony, this will make sense to you. We picked up in Seymour. We ordered in North Vernon.
Oh, you ordered in Seymour. That's why.
Well, it's on the way home.
Yeah, but that place is the worst.
It is. But we ordered on the app in North Vernon. Drove all the way there, so that's 10 to 15 minutes, right?
Did you put pickup or did you put drive-thru?
Drive-thru.
I think that's the issue, because I don't think they make it until you get there and say you're there. Then that's when they start to make it.
Well, that's dumb.
So, but if you do pick up, so then they know you're coming, and then it gives you like a time of when you can go to pick it up.
That's dumb.
It is.
That's dumb. They should say that.
So, but anyway, still, it doesn't matter, because that drive-thru, that place is the worst, especially when COVID was going on. Mm-hmm. You could sit there 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So anyway, we went there. We were picking up our food. They're like, okay, we got to pull you up because we didn't start making your shit yet. They just said burgers. And I could tell you, I got a chicken sandwich, and I could tell you that shit was fucking stale. So they didn't have to make that.
Mm-hmm.
But, so we parked. Well, we had another kid in our car. So Christina and I got out of the car to smoke, and we're smoking, get in the car. The car's overheating. The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And it fucking stunk. I mean, you're gonna basically smell antifreeze burning, I guess. So then I had to baby the fucker all the way home, like get it to cool down enough, and then drive it as far as I could till it decided it wanted to spike again. I didn't know the heater was a thing then. Didn't know at that point. Babied it home. Took me way too long to get home. 35 miles an hour on 50. And I had to go up Crane Hill. So which means that I had to run that engine harder. So like I had to keep pulling over, shutting the car off. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So get it home. Sunday morning, I put coolant in it. Let that sit. Went and drove it around. I didn't get very far before it started overheating. What the fuck? Then something dawned on me as I was trying to baby it back home again. I turned the heater off. And it seemed to come down. So then, as I'm finishing getting home, I'm like, I'm going to just drive it around the neighborhood. So I'm just in the neighborhood. But I'm going to try to drive it a little hard. Get a spike. It's not spiking. Huh. Interesting. So I park it, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let it cool. In a couple hours, I'm going to take it back out and try this. So took it back out, turned the heater off, heated seats off, everything off. Drove it same distance I drove it before where it spiked. Nothing. Not a thing. I'm like, all right, I'm going to turn the heater on. Turn the heater on, and it starts moving up.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I turn the heater off, temperature comes down.
Hmm.
So.
That's weird because those two things don't go together.
No. I would think so. Not. I don't know. I don't know. Don't know. Have no clue. It's going to have to go into the shop, but I'm glad that it's getting warmer so I don't have to run my heater. It seems like I can drive without running my heater, but I don't know. We got any mechanics out there again? Let me know what the fuck is wrong with my car. Really don't feel like getting ripped off at a fucking shop. I just really don't. I also think there is a small leak in the coolant. Coolant line somewhere. I think there's a leak. That's part of it, but I think I've had that for a little bit. It's not done what it's doing.
No.
Then I had a belt start squealing. It only squeals when I start it, and then once I get it going, it stops. Also seemed to squeal when I turned on the defroster. So I think it's a fan belt.
Yeah.
So it might be something with the fan and the cooling. I don't know. Again, it's not. Again, it's no hot air when I'm sitting still too. So is that a fan issue?
I don't know. I thought that would be like your heater core would be going out if you weren't having heat.
Right.
But
I don't know. I don't know. Tony, fix my car.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Maybe. Anyway, that's all I got. I think that's all I have to bitch about this week. What do you got? Anything?
To bitch about? Nothing really. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to go play some golf, you know. So, Marcus started a new job today, so he has weekends off now.
Oh.
So, we can play some golf soon.
Where's he working?
He is working somewhere in Madison, some factory. I don't know what he does. I asked him, I'm like, what do you do? He's like, I don't know yet. He's like, I do a couple different jobs, but, you know, he's like, first day, so I really don't know too much. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, but it's Monday through Friday, you know, weekends. So.
First shift, second shift, graveyard?
Oh, yeah, it's like 7:30 to 4:30. He's in an office.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he got a cake job.
Yeah, he's in an office in a factory, so.
Cake job. Must be nice. Must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for him. All right, well, I guess it's going to be a little bit, we don't have Dustin, so it's a little shorter show this week, but might as well wrap us up, Tony.
Okay. Anybody got anything to say? Let's go back and forth around the horn. Woo! Andy, what you got coming up this week? Anything?
I got Steven Storm versus Greg Anthony on Saturday.
For the Golden AI, Boy.
AIWF World Heavyweight Championship. That's what I got. We also have Five Star Wrestling Friday. Working that with Steven, which got, I know I've talked about this, but it's fucking horrible, guys. It's horrible. Outlaw Macho.
Is that the one down in Jeffersonville?
No, it's in Madison. It's in Madison. It used to be run in Jeffersonville. No. I don't think. Did it? I don't know where they used to fucking run, but they're running in Madison.
The one where they used to do that strip club?
Yes. Yes, the one that had the strip club show.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So now they do it in Madison.
They're doing it in Madison, and oh my God, I'm telling you guys, go Five Star Championship Wrestling on Facebook. It's five, the number five, Star Championship Wrestling. Find it on Facebook. There are fucking, oh my God. There is There is a promo out there where a guy, I don't know what the fuck they're saying to fucking rednecks. Okay, I don't know what the fuck they're saying, but one guy's got a fucking slice of cheese in his pocket.
Like, just... I don't know what to say. I'm intrigued. I'm confused. I'm scared. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. But I would tell you this, too, because if you want to find something really funny and you want to watch something really funny and awful at the same time, YouTube, blind guy watches two fat guys wrestle. Yes. I shit you not. Blind guy watches two fat guys wrestle. Go on YouTube and find that. Because one of the guys in that match is the same guy with the cheese.
Oh boy. All right.
So, yeah. Anyway, five-star championship wrestling. If you want a good laugh at what some independent wrestling shows are, I go, I get paid. So, I go. But it's not my bread and butter by any means, but we go. And I basically, if I have to cut a promo, I shoot basically on this whole fucking promotion. You know, whatever.
Is it at the Supreme Arena?
Huh?
Is it at the Supreme Arena?
I'm not allowed to say that. It's at 2520 Lanier Drive in Madison. Okay. Yes, it's at the Supreme Arena, and we take all the Supreme shit down. We don't advertise it during Supreme shows that it's going to be there. And before they run, we take all this, anything that says Supreme, down, because it is an outlaw fucking mud show. We don't want to be associated with it as Supreme.
Okay.
But
is there a cut again, to get in?
Yes. Unless you want to be my plus one.
Oh, no.
I get a comp if you wanted to go. And you could be Steven's comp. Or yeah. Ashley could be Steven's comp.
No, that's quite all right.
Why? You don't want to go?
No.
Oh. Well, then why are you asking if there's a cost to get in?
I was just asking for the people out in our, you know, podcast land that might be interested if they wanted to show up and to 2520 Lanier Drive, Madison, Indiana, you know?
If you wanted to show up to see a guy with cheese in his pocket as a wrestler, I mean, you'd probably have a good time laughing. Just like, I mean, he's calling the guy Uncle Daddy. I don't fucking know. I just don't fucking get it. Be careful watching that promo, because this is two big, out of shape white guys dropping the N-word.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they think they're, I don't know, I guess they think they're like thug. They're not dropping it like calling somebody that, but they think they're thug.
Okay.
But they have cheese in their pocket.
Good.
So, I don't know. They were at our show Saturday. And the one guy we call mashed potatoes, because he kind of just looks like a bowl, like a lump of mashed potatoes. And Steven and I had a promo during the show. And I'm talking, and I take a pause, and I look over, and here's mashed potatoes just yelling. And I just looked at Steven. Now, I didn't say this into the mic, but I think I said it loud enough. I said, Steven, why is mashed potatoes talking? And he doesn't know we call them mashed potatoes, but he might now. I said, why is mashed potatoes talking? Steven's like, I don't know, but I know I said it loud enough because I look down and I see Jason Cohen and he is laughing his ass off.
Oh, my gosh.
So. Oh, shit. So that's what I got. We got that as a something fun to do and laugh at before we have Greg Anthony on Saturday.
Okay.
So that's what I got going on.
That was like a great time.
Tony right now has five-star championship wrestling to go to Friday. Might as well. You're going to go down to Madison anyway.
No.
Oh. You're in Madison so many times you've never shown up to one of my shows. I'm kind of disappointed in you.
They're a little too late for me. I go like in the morning time, early afternoon, so I can get home in time.
In time for what? In time for what? Home in time for what?
Be away from Madison around that time of your wrestling. It's just aww.
I'm so disappointed in you. Way to support. Way to support. You didn't even come to the last Suicide show.
No. What was I doing?
I don't know. It was like 2 weeks ago.
I was doing something. We were somewhere. I can't remember where it was now. And this weekend I have the wife's birthday, so.
I love doing cake spots.
Oh, no. I was waiting for you to be like, yeah, bring her on down. That'd be a great birthday present. I'm going to be like, no, because I got told no. I can't take her to hockey for her birthday again this year. So
really? Why not?
No. Got to do something else, she said. So I'm like, okay, fine.
She don't like the hockey?
I think she was there more for the food because they were cheap. And they were, was it free? I can't remember. Or it might have been $1. When we went last time for all those concessions.
Okay.
I got to take her somewhere special.
All right. Well, then what do you got going on this week?
Going to dinner somewhere, and I don't know where yet. So, in birthday celebrations. So, yay! The wife's getting old, but, you know, I'm older, so. Great.
So, you don't have anything planned yet?
No, we've talked about trying to go to Indy to go to that Fogo, Dogo, whatever restaurant.
Fogo de Chao?
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked about that. She wants to go, so we haven't. I'm like, I need to make a reservation if we're going.
What about St. Elmo's?
Never been there.
That's a nice one, too.
I think she just wants to go to the Fogo so where they can just carve the meat off at your table.
I've been there. So. I did go to that one. I did go to that one. It's good. It's good. You'll get too much food. It's not cheap by any means.
No, I've looked, yeah.
But it's good. There's some weird fucking food. But like, okay, so they're like, you go, oh my God, they're just going to come around with meat and give it to you? Okay, so they come around with meat and they give it to you. They give you like a little taste.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, motherfucker, like what am I supposed to eat for the next 15 minutes before somebody else comes around with fucking meat? But it's cool. I mean, they give you like a coin thing and you just leave it up as long as you're wanting more food, and they come around and give you food, and then when you're done you just flip it over. They stop bothering you.
Good.
And they wear funky costumes.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so you can check that out. That's fun.
Well, I guess we'll see if we magically show up here this weekend and take it out.
So, just so you know, within, not too far from there, is an escape room. Because that's what we did. We did the escape room, and I went there for dinner.
Okay. Yeah, we did the escape room in Bloomington.
Okay. Well, just an idea. Okay. Anything else you got?
Nope, not recently. That's it.
All right. Well, cool. I guess that wraps us up, Tony. Go for it.
No, we're not done yet. Dustin?
Oh. Dustin, what do you got coming up this week?
Mm-hmm. Working at the track. Cool. Okay, that's cool. Working at the track. All right.
He's going to do this track thing, yeah. Yeah. Maybe some iRacing? Oh, okay. Okay. Mm. What else? What was that? I didn't quite catch that. What did he say, Tony?
I don't know. He kind of mumbled it. He said something about, you know, I don't know, doing something with his track and iRacing, and I can't make it out. Can you hear him? Dustin, speak up.
No. Sorry. No. He might play golf in Minnesota.
What?
He might play golf in Minnesota.
Wow, the weather's getting that good.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. Good, Dustin. Dustin, why don't you go ahead and take us home? All right. Thanks, Dustin. What's up, everybody?
You know I'm casting with Peroni Tony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's up in this pod shed?
Blaze it up.
Blaze that pod up, Tony.
Yeah.
What's up, Shades?
Money, guns, talk it all. Tony talking stuff up. Just a P, my boys, yeah, we talking stuff up. Andy, surely be looking good in the shades. And when we say it on the mic, Dustin, we got it made. Money, guns, just a P, yeah, they living it up. Low life, yo life, boys, we talking it up. Slaying while we playing on the pockets for sure. Slip my boy four shots when he's got work in the morning. Dre, look at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step into the pod shed and see what happens in there. Quit squawking a back talk, we'll hit you with a bat. Take a kick to those nuts and take a bomb on this mat. B-Town, he's renowned as a man with the shades. And if your nuts get cracked, dude, shut your face. Come back, get back, that's a part of success. If you believe in back talk, you'll be relieving your stress.